This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It's a group called Elephonic with this song.
Christmas time again.
Tom Petty does a pretty good version of that I use from time to time. Alex Rich from Y98 hanging out here on a Wednesday afternoon. You doing any traveling? You travel a lot. You going anywhere over the holidays?
I do travel a lot. You know, I thought about going to the... my Hoosiers are kicking off the college football playoff this Friday night, and I was going to go voyage over to South Bend and go to Notre Dame, but I don't have a ticket yet, and it's just doing that drive with no ticket and trying to get lucky and get one under like $400 when I'm there. Just, I don't know if it's right. It's the wise choice right now.
You're engaged to be married, so getting lucky would be the last thing that should be on your mind, but I understand your point. Look, that's going to be an exciting game, right?
It's going to be awesome. I mean, I think...
And by the way, hashtag things I didn't have on my bingo card this year. My Hoosiers are going to play in the college football playoff,
something?
Right?
Isn't that something?
But I love it. I really do. I wish it was Mizzou. But I like that there's some teams that aren't typical powerhouses, and I would love... No offense to my Notre Dame friends in the audience. I'd love for the Hoosiers to win that game on Friday night.
I think we're a very likable team. I think, again, no offense to any of the Notre Dame fans, but I think Notre Dame is also a team that's easy for a lot of people to dislike.
Of course,
I think there's a lot of people that hate Notre Dame.
Right.
I don't know that there's many people other than Purdue fans maybe that don't like the Indiana Hoosiers.
By the way, on the topic of Purdue, I missed this. They were flashing up last night some of the coaching carousel things, and Barry Odom was appointed the new head coach of Purdue. Former Mizzou assistant went down to, where was he at?
Next year?
Yeah, he was down at South. Where did your kids go to school, Fred? Was it?
One went to Rolla and one went to SLU.
Well, okay, maybe I'm Springfield. What's Springfield? Anyway,
Missouri State?
Oh, yeah, he was there, and then he went to... Vegas, Nevada. So he was the head coach of UNLV, and I guess he got the Purdue gig, which is kind of interesting.
Wow.
Hey, how about this? This is from, we actually stole this from The Five a few minutes ago. We looked up on the screen, and they were talking about this. The San Francisco Department of Public Health has hired a consultant on weight stigma and weight neutrality. Despite the city being in the midst of a battle against rampant homelessness, open-air drug use, and violent crime, Virgi Tovar is her name, a self-described anti-weight-based discrimination expert. Who knew? Describes herself as a prominent advocate for, guys, fat positivity and body acceptance. Announcing her appointment on Instagram, she called it an absolute dream come true. The consultancy is an absolute dream come true, and it's my biggest hope and belief that weight neutrality will be the future of public health. Do you know what weight neutrality is by any chance? Does anyone know exactly what that is?
Mm-mm.
I don't either. I think it means that you just can be fat and be proud of it and not have to worry about anything else. She actually wrote a book called You Have the Right to Remain Fat. She positions herself as a leading voice against weight-based discrimination. The website that she has describes her as a plus-size Latina author, lecturer, and expert on body positivity with over a decade of experience. Look, on a serious front, I get, and we've talked about this even recently, Fred, that some people are very challenged when it comes to their weight loss,
sure.
Right? So I wouldn't even rule out that Ozempic and some of these other things would be beneficiary to, you know, if you will, to a lot of people. But let's be honest about something else. There are people that don't care what they put into their body. They don't eat healthy. This is one of the reasons I'm curious, and I know that if Sue was here today, she'd talk about this. RFK Jr. focusing on healthy eating and healthy habits. We don't ever discuss this. Like when we were going through COVID, and we still haven't gone through the autopsy of all the bad things that have happened. But, you know, putting the right things in your body, keeping your, immunity level high, is an important thing to do no matter what. And that means eating the right things and filling those nutritional gaps, all that stuff. But it's stunning how little proper nutrition has ever been discussed on a national level when it comes to this, or really overeating. You know, so maybe a little focus on eating good food and not having as many additives and preservatives and all this other stuff. Maybe we need a little focus on that right now.
It seems like a good idea, but I don't know if the politics or a government is the place, you know, to do it. Maybe more in the medical
sense. Seems like a good idea, but also at the same time.
Which thing, though? Which thing, Fred?
Have a fat positivity.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea at all. I don't want that at all.
I think there's a fine line where, like what you said, though, where you bring up, okay, you know, being overweight or overly obese, like, that's okay. But there are also health factors that come along with that.
Yeah. See, I don't think it is okay. Right. And I think we need, I'm not saying we should body shame, but I think someone has to go up there and at least be honest about what people are doing to their bodies with fast food and other things that aren't good for you, and emphasize that, you know, moderation is something that you can maybe participate in. So I think this is lunacy what they're doing in San Francisco.
Well, I just don't see why
which typically is lunacy.
Yeah,
there.
Why it should even have a place in city government.
It shouldn't, Fred. I think you answered your own question, because especially considering San Francisco. We'll have to ask Jeff Smith about this. You know, Jeff has a very good friend who was just elected as the mayor of San Francisco. And, he's a progressive, I'm sure, but it was a little pushback on some of the other nonsense that they had done in San Francisco. I'd love to see, you know, how much that person is paid. I might have time for this on that front. This is good. I think it was our friend Dave Strom from hotair.com that posted about this earlier, Fred. But they're trying to push through in this Biden administration before, you know, the end of their term, a bunch of different very, very high paying jobs, civil service jobs that would be protected the way that they're trying to kind of shove this through. And you're talking, you know, $180,000, $250,000, $300,000 salaries with many of these positions. And they're trying to make them, again, they're trying to ink this before the end of the term, so it's irreversible. So there's some nonsense that's going on, certainly on Capitol Hill.
It's like preemptive pardons.
Well, it sort of is. Like, yeah, I think it is a lot
preemptive
like that.
Preemptive protections.
And we'll talk to, you know, Bob Onder about this, incoming Congressman Bob Onder, because I think he'll have some thoughts. He's going to talk about the CR and the controversy about that. I got to find that, though, because I'm looking for it right now. All the details, when you hear the salaries and some of the positions, you'd probably be shocked. I think a lot of people would be shocked if they heard that. Alex Rich, great to see you.
Hey, great to see you guys.
I think you mentioned last week that Hanukkah starts when Christmas starts.
It does, so we'll be celebrating.
Happy Hanukkah. Now, do you have a Christmas tree in your house or not?
We don't.
Okay.
We don't.
But some Jewish people do,
I'm open to it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a, you know, seems like a pain for us a little bit that, you know, I don't have to have a tree. And I don't have the time to do it, but Annie's welcome to, I've told her, and you know, the grandparents' house, her parents' house, that's what that's for.
I have three trees, so you can come over
we'll take our picture
Christmas
in front of your tree and call it ours.
Exactly. We'll have a great holiday, if you will. Fred, we're going to come back with Bob Onder in the next hour, and then John Seiler, who's a researcher at the National Associate of Scholars. John's done a great job at exposing the DEI nonsense. And there's a new report. He actually shared this with me yesterday about Kansas, KU, and its new center, which empowers activists to oppose anti-trans laws, which is fascinating. So we'll get to that in the next hour. Plus, an audio cut of the day and a whole lot more.
Get more at 971talk.com.